Folks, with coronavirus still on the rise, it seems that some people are having a hard time navigating the best way to live their lives and stay focused through this pandemic. With information coming at us from every end, it makes sense that it can get confusing. It would be nice to know where to turn. The government? Health officials? Doctors and scientists? A random guy on social media singing a parody song? It's my hope that this might shed some light into the culture a bit, put a few things to rest. No judgments here, just a friendly PSA.
I'm just a regular guy, furloughed by his job, just trying to make sense of this pandemic mob. I feel anxious and worried, and wish it would end, that all folks would be caring, that our country would mend. I read and I learn about all the breakthroughs, and I feel we've made progress, then I turn on the news.
But sometimes I can't understand what the hell it is I'm seeing.
Oh no.
No way.
Uh-oh.
These morons, they have to go out at everyone else's expense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I can't stand the folks who won't cover their faces while half of the country keeps trending more cases. You are assholes.
Such an asshole.
Oh, you assholes. Oh, you are assholes. Feeling they need to win, while doctors like Fauci urge us all to stay in. You are assholes.
He's an asshole.
You're an asshole. You are assholes.
You're the world's biggest assholes.
Thousands of people going crowd at the bar, while thousands of people check into the ER. You are assholes.
She's an asshole. You're an asshole.
You are assholes.
I shouldn't be singing this tune. Maybe you'll wise up, change your point of view. Maybe you'll think of someone other than you.
Nah, you are assholes.
You are assholes.
You're the assholes. You are assholes.
You're the world's biggest assholes.
You know what I miss? I miss going to the theater and going to a baseball game and sending my kids to school, but I can't do that. You want to know why? Because a piece of cloth inconveniently placed over your mouth and nose for 60 seconds as you pick up your order at Starbucks is the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Putting on a mask in a store is affront to your God-given right to possibly spread a plague to your fellow citizens. You're such a patriot. You're such a trailblazer. You're such a dick. I'm sorry you're uncomfortable wearing a mask as you wait for your table at Red Robin. Then you go to these restaurants, you scream at the host about how it's your constitutional right to not wear one. Two things. That host is a 16-year-old high school girl, and chances are she's not making the rules. Secondly, no one's taking away your right to free speech. You absolutely should exercise that right, as long as there's a layer of polypropylene in front of your mouth. The only point you're proving is you're selfish and small. So the new term for all of you is mask hole. Like, I can't believe that mask hole is in the produce section breathing all over the apples. Or I told that mask hole to be careful, now he's in the ICU on a ventilator. The freedom you're so-called fighting for is gonna be difficult to celebrate when you're running a fever of 105 and begging the doctors and nurses for help. You know, doctors and nurses, heroes that wear a mask for 12-hour shifts and don't complain about it. God bless them, not you, you ungrateful dickbag.
You're a mask hole.
He's a mask hole.
He's a mask hole. You're a mask hole.
You're the world's biggest mask hole.
COVID-19. Everybody, COVID-19.
Hope this all made sense. Come on now. Don't be a mask hole.